And joining us right now is Carlos Watson. You probably remember him from CNN. He's got a special coming up. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that. This is a guy that is way beyond being a host. He's a lawyer, businessman, full-faceted kind of guy. And let's welcome Carlos Watson to PNP Network. How are you, Carlos?
Hey, fantastic. I really appreciate you having me.
It's nice to have you on. You've really come full circle in your life. You've done a lot of things.
Well, you know, for a kid who got kicked out of kindergarten and was a troublemaker early on, I have come a little while down the road. You know, it's funny, whenever anyone asks my mom if she's proud of me, she always says, no, just relieved.
That's funny. Well, I mean, you know, you were raised in Florida, in Miami, right?
You bet. Born in Cleveland, but grew up in Miami, Florida.
Were your both parents both teachers?
They were, which made them that much more frustrated that their, kid was having trouble with school.
Getting thrown out of kindergarten, it's a problem already.
Well, my mom always says it takes a special kind of person to get thrown out of kindergarten. All you have to do is eat your lunch.
Now, you actually moved out to our area here. You were in Cambridge for a while at Harvard University, right?
You bet. I spent four wonderful years there. Really enjoyed it. For a kid from Miami, getting a chance to come up there, majored in government and political science, and really kind of, you know, deepened what was already a real appetite for biography and learning about people's stories. You know, I just became more and more interested in the way the world works.
Then you went to Stanford and actually did very, very well there, obviously.
Needed some warm weather.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Stanford's in, that's an L.A. school, right? So.
Yeah, California, Northern California, right in the heart of the Silicon Valley, and ended up being a great experience, and, you know, again, was an opportunity to see a little bit more of the world.
You know, it's interesting, now that you're more well-known for doing your interviews, which are sometimes entertainment type of interviews, you really were involved in politics from the word go when you got out of school, right?
I was. You know, even before then, Mark, my dad is a political junkie, and so I grew up interested in politics. I would say my dad was one of those guys who read five newspapers in a day. You know, I'd say he was the kind of guy who willed C-SPAN into existence. You know, he just absolutely loved that kind of stuff, and so I soaked it up too. And while I was in high school, college, worked in politics, and when I was done with college and moved back to Florida, managed campaigns and got very involved. And so, long before I got into business and then the media world, I had a career in politics that really came out of a lifelong love.
One of the things that stands out when I read about your background is that you managed Bill Clinton's 1992 Presidential Day effort in Miami-Dade County, which leads me to ask...
That was before Hanging Chad.
Exactly. But that leads me to ask what you think of his wife running for president, and if you're supporting her or supporting anybody in particular.
I'm not supporting anyone. These days I'm on the proverbial fence. But I did have an opportunity in my first primetime special earlier in the year to sit down with Senator Clinton, and it was the most extensive amount of time I'd ever spent with her, and I was impressed. I mean, clearly here's someone, you know, part of what I took away, Mark, was that while we all know that she cares about politics, I really appreciated the personal angle. It turns out that so much of her interest in kids and families has to do with her mother, who was sexually abused and orphaned and had lots of drama in her life, and, you know, you never hear that side of the story. But certainly, I came to appreciate that a little bit more, a little more color on her relationship with Bill, and kind of a sense of kind of how she would think about becoming the 44th Commander in Chief. So, it's been a special opportunity to now be able to sit down with arguably the three leading presidential candidates, Hillary, Rudy, and Barack Obama.
Mm. What did you think of all the folks personally? Did anyone come across as more sincere than another? They all pretty much the same when you're interviewing them?
I found everyone to be kind of different. I mean, with Rudy, I really appreciated how much he loves executive leadership and how much he loves public service. And remember, this wasn't a guy who was super outgoing or super talkative in high school, but he's a guy who kind of found his way into politics, and before that in law, but has just come to love not only serving the people, but also has come to love, you know, particularly being an executive. You can just tell he just, you know, the people who just love tinkering on cars or love, you know, drawing or love, you know, organizing things. Rudy's a guy who clearly loves, you know, grappling with the problem, organizing it and solving it and being the one in charge, being the boss, as my little nephew would say. And feels that he's very good at it, and certainly some of his record in New York would suggest that he is. And is tough. And is more worldly, maybe, than people appreciate. Over the last 6 or 7 years, he created his international consulting business, which has taken him to 30 or 40 countries. So, you know, even though a lot of us may think of him as the Brooklyn boy who's grown up, really a much more worldly. Barack Obama, I'm not surprised that JFK's former speechwriter says that for the first time in 40 years, he sees someone who reminds him of JFK. I think that it's not just because they're young and because they would be barrier breaking, but I think that there's an excitement that Obama generates in people that I was able to see as traveled with him a little bit that you just don't see in politics very much. I mean, yes, you see crowds and partisan crowds, but you don't see everyday people who don't have an interest in politics running up and grabbing people and wanting to hug people. And I think he does a lot of that. And I think there's a strong perception that he's just very genuine. And my big question for him was he tough enough to go after the presidency? And spending time with him in Chicago, I was reminded that anyone who does well in Chicago politics has to be willing to throw a few elbows.
That's true. Yeah, it's interesting. I was a delegate for Governor Deval Patrick when he was running for governor. And he is an incredible speechwriter and really delivers a powerful speech. And he's backing Osama as well.
Obama. Well, you know, and by the way, what you just said highlights one of Barack's problems. Making sure his name is making sure his brand remains true. But yes, I think you know, both are eloquent orators, as I think is Rudy, to some extent, very charismatic. Fred Thompson, another strong speaker in this race. A couple other folks too. I think it's going to be a fascinating race. Obviously, it starts a lot earlier this year with Iowa moving up to the first week of January and then New Hampshire following only 5 days later. And I think we are about to see some of the nastiest ads in a long time, because I think you'll see them debut on the Internet and quickly move to TV beginning next month.
I think it's a shame that that Obama and Hillary are whacking each other so much. Wouldn't it be amazing if those two got together as a ticket? I think they would be unbeatable.
You know, I think there's still time for that. You know, you've seen people fight before, like Reagan and, like Kennedy and Johnson in 1960, or Reagan and Bush in 80. You know, not out of the realm of possibility in my mind that even after they battle, you know, strong and long, that they could, you know, put away the swords and decide to get on the same team.
I would say if they were, that it would be a landslide, no matter who the Republicans ran.
Oh, you say no matter what. Well, you know, the interesting thing about politics, you never know what happens. In fact, what would happen if we had a third-party candidate like a Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be much of a threat. I really don't.
You say not at all. Won't happen.
I really don't. I don't think that would be really an effect in this race. I think if it was Hillary against Giuliani or something like that, there's a possibility that would affect the race. But if Hillary and Obama get together, I don't think that a third-party candidate would really affect the race too much, because they'd have too much of a lead.
Wow, you just say wipe out. You think they could win 60% of the vote?
I do.
In a landslide.
I do.
Interesting.
I think they might know that too. I'm sure that if they've done some polling, that they probably found that out.
Probably thought about that a little. It'll be absolutely interesting to watch. I mean, we can't forget that your native son, John Kerry, came within 100,000 votes of winning, and certainly. You know, he was probably not the strongest candidate, and yet he still came exceptionally close. And so, if he could come that close, who knows? Maybe you are right. Maybe a strong Democratic ticket could not only come close and not only win, but win big.
Now tell us about your special coming up.
You know, it's a fantastic special. Air around the country beginning December 3rd in prime time. Please check your local listings. In some markets, it'll be on NBC, and in others, it'll be on ABC. It's called Conversations with Carlos Watson, and really, it's taking those famous Barbara Walters specials and giving them a more modern, updated, broader twist. So we've got not one, not two, but five guests, and arguably the five most intriguing people around today. We've got supermodel and super mogul Heidi Klum. We've got music's newest sensation, Josh Stone. We've got the guy ESPN calls the greatest athlete in the world, not Tiger Woods, not Roger Federer, but the NFL's MVP, LaDainian Tomlinson. And then, as I shared before, we've got not just one, but we've got arguably the two hottest presidential candidates of the moment, Barack Obama and Rudy Giuliani. So it's a one-hour show, Conversations with Carlos Watson. And in Boston, it airs on ABC, WCVB, on December the 10th, which is a Monday at 10 p.m. But people can watch it at different times all across the country.
Wow. So that's the only problem that you have is that it's not the same time all over the country. But it's a syndicated program?
It is. You know, in some ways I think of it as an advantage, though, to tell you the truth, because I think we get a chance to cherry pick a little bit. And I think ideally we get to be on in the strongest times in each market. So hopefully that won't preclude people from finding us beginning December the 3rd. And hopefully if they see commercials or they'll even go to our website, carloswatson.com, look it up and get more information.
Yeah, it sounds like it's carloswatson.com. We'll put that up on as a link on our site as well.
Oh, really appreciate that.
And it sounds like it's a fun show, but are you practicing your Baba Wawa so you can, you know, follow in her footsteps? This is Carl Watson. Carlos Watson.
I got to tell you what, I have tremendous respect for her. I mean, to take what was a failure for her, remember when she co-hosted the evening news on ABC, and to turn that into one of the most enduring franchises in television history, the Barbara Walters special. You got to have some respect for that.
Absolutely.
But no, I will not be asking if you were a tree, what tree would you be?
I mean, look, even The View is a huge success, and it's because, you know, she's the person behind it.
Oh, no two ways about it. You know, definitely, and definitely hoping to follow her footsteps and, you know, really offer people some scintillating conversation. I mean, Heidi Klum, for the first time talking about, Mark, people don't know, but she runs a secret $250 million global business empire. We talk about that. We talk about the relationship with Seal. We talk about the new British music invasion, Josh Stone, and a really interesting conversation with her. We ask Rudy pretty candidly whether or not he'll support a draft and whether or not nuclear weapons are on the table when it comes to dealing with Iran. You know, LaDainian Tomlinson answers questions about steroids and life in the NFL. And, you know, Barack Obama speaks pretty candidly about whether or not this, you'll find this interesting, whether or not he'd run with a Republican.
That's interesting. Have you spoken at all with President Bush?
Not on camera, in person, but not on camera.
What do you think of him as a human being that you speak with?
You know, I would love to. I mean, anyone. I mean, we've only asked 43 people in our nation's history to be the commander in chief, and or I guess 42 if we count Grover Cleveland twice. I'd be fascinated to speak with him, and certainly his personal journey is a fascinating one. You know, spent the first 40 years of his life largely in his family's doghouse, right? Mm-hmm. And did what his hero dad could never do, which is win the presidential election twice, what his star younger brother couldn't do. And now finds himself as perhaps the most unpopular second-term president in more than 50 years. I mean, you have to go back to Harry Truman.
That's true. But on the other hand, it's interesting.
Probably his numbers are lower, I think, than LBJ was in 68 when he declined to run. It's not clear whether he was fully second-term or not.
There was one that was very low, too, that people seem to forget about. Jimmy Carter was extremely unpopular, and now he comes out and takes a lot of lobby money from the Arab people and berates Israel and the Jews. It's very interesting to watch him.
You know what? There's been no shying away from controversy for for President Carter. I guess you're referencing. I wasn't aware that he was a lobbyist. Is that right?
Oh, he's not a lobbyist, but he's taken over almost $1 billion worth of cash to his museum from Arab sources. Not a billion, excuse me, $2 million from Arab sources to his library. So, I mean, that's pretty well known. That's a documented fact. It's not like it's controversial. And I believe that's colored his views on many topics because, as you remember, he was one who got the Arabs and the Israelis together.
Sure. I still remember Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how I had a professor in college, Joseph Nye, who used to teach a course on international relations, and he used to teach about the Peloponnesian War. And in short, he used to say, you know, it's funny, but as he had studied history over these thousands of years, say the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Mm. That's true.
And it is a real challenge that we continue to fight, you know, in an aggressive and deadly manner, you know, with our neighbors all these years later.
We could be talking for hours here because I have a lot of political interest as well, but we're here really to talk about your show. And again, if you're in Boston right now, you can watch it on ABC on Channel 5 December 10th at 11 p.m., 10 p.m. December 10th at 10 p.m. I'm having a problem talking today. Have you noticed? it's not working. I just can't speak.
You know what? It's Monday, so everybody gets a half bath.
I just had a plumber here, and he was telling me the same thing. He couldn't do something because it was Monday. It just wasn't happening. But it's ABC TV, Channel 5, December 10th at 10 o'clock here in Boston. But check your local listings to find out when it's playing because you don't want to miss this. This is going to be fun. Sounds like Carlos, you got a nice franchise ahead of you.
You know, I'm so excited about it, and we are doing these big primetime specials every quarter. And you know what, Mark, I'd also encourage your listeners, if they have suggestions for guests who they think we should consider, they should go to our website and shoot us an email. We frequently consider, and on our next show, you'll see at least one and maybe two guests who were suggested by our viewers.
My listeners will probably suggest me, so, you know, they'll flood you with spam. You got to watch out.
Oh, hey, tell them do not be shy. We look forward to that. We definitely look forward to that.
Carlos, it was great to talk to you. I want to wish you a lot of luck on the special and hope that they're on for many, many years like Barbara Walters was able to do.
Hey, thank you. And, Mark, I wish you the best.
As well.
Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Take care.